This is a production of Cornell University.
And I am also on the University Assembly, so I'm one of the representatives to that organization as well.
Yep, no, that's it. Thank you.
Hi, I'm John. I'm a chemical engineering here at the physical sciences, and I'm also on the student activity.
Chelsea present? Okay, if not, we move on to Alex.
Hi, Alex. I'm in here at the Applied Science. I'm also on the University Assembly. I'm the chair of the Campus Welfare Committee, which has two slots for graduate students. So if you're curious about what that is, come sign up for it.
And then move on to humanities.
Hi, my name is Tim Shore. I'm in history, voting member for humanity. I'm in graduate history.
I'm English.
Okay.
Okay. Social sciences?
Hi.
Okay.
And then Liz? Other Liz?
Okay, we apologize for that. Is Dana here? Dana's not here, but she is the chair of our communication committee. So if you're interested in communication, which I hear is a really great field of study, I don't know, communication PhD, you can touch bases with her. Okay, Max?
My name is Max. I'm in the field of statistics. I'm on the Diversity and International Science Committee here, and I'm also a president of the Society for Asian American Friends of America.
Biological sciences?
Hey, I am Anne. I'm the agriculture. I'm the chair of the programming board, and also the treasurer of the Commonwealth Libraries CSA.
I'm Jelana Mania, and I'm a third-year plant pathology PhD student. I am the vice chair of the Children's Board and the director of external relations for the Latin Cornell American Community
Center. And I'm Adrian. I'm a biology student, and this year I am chairing the faculty award.
I'm Serena. I'm a third-year law student. I'm also a law student association, and I'm very excited.
Yes, and then myself, Monet. So at this time, we're glad that we have with us today Dean of Students, Kent Hubble. He's going to come and have words.
Yes, I will have words. well, let me welcome you back after, I hope it was a wonderful summer, and we look forward to yet another academic year. Every year brings something new. I'm sure you realize that I've been here for a while. And sometimes they're wonderful, sometimes they're challenging. I'll never forget, it was 5 or 6 years ago. I was sitting in the military hall, by the way, this is a student meeting for all students, including all of you. And it was casino night, it was about 11 o'clock at night. I was a little bleary. And a student came up to me and said, "Well, Campbell, what's going to happen this year?" As if I would know. "Well, we are such a good president, and that should be interesting. But otherwise, I'm not sure what else I can say." Well, the next day, Katrina hit, and we've had students come here from Xavier, from Tulane, and the schools in New Orleans the whole semester. And it changed sort of the academic climate for that semester they were here before they went back to Tulane. And every year, I mean, I cite all kinds of things that have happened every year. It's created a defining character for this year, and I'm sure this will be no exception. So let's hold on and see what happens. With Syria and the Middle East going crazy right now, who knows what we'll be faced with in a matter of weeks. But in any case, we always need to make our way through it. What I have observed in the last more than a decade from the dean of students is that the deep UTSA has become ever more influential in the life of the university in all different kinds of ways. On the one hand, your leadership has been more proactive and more engaged. So Kendra Casey and Mike Walsh started with the UTI just years ago. And Mitch and some of you here went about producing this last year. And I would like to tell you, we shouldn't underestimate the importance of this conference. I think that from the president to the dean of the graduate school, Barb Hughes, to Shannon, and myself, to Susan Murphy, the vice president of academic services, and the provost, all take this as a set of guidelines that paint a picture of what we would aspire to in partnership with you. So I wouldn't for a moment want you to underestimate your influence on this campus. And as I understand it, even though we're in a steady state arrangement with regard to the university, I don't know that I'm telling you anything out of turn by saying that we expect that the graduate student population will probably increase by 1% a year. It doesn't sound like a lot, except that we're in a 0% growth environment. So you can expect in 10 years there'll be many more graduate students on campus than there are currently. And with that will come increasing influence. As you probably know, you are, well, I'm sure you probably know, you're one third of the student population. So I go about reminding people of that who sometimes forget and think they were predominantly undergraduate. You guys are almost half, within a little ways, of being of the portion of the student body. So I'd like to think that with the Dean of Graduate School, Jan, and others, that we can be your advocates going forward, and that while some of the administration may forget that you're here, you can be assured that I won't. I'll try to be as present and as vocal as need be when the opportunity presents itself on your behalf. Now, the Graduate Student Assembly is a little bit younger, a little less mature, a little more rambunctious, but they are really a wonderful group, and I would invite you to engage them, get to know them. You may be able to mentor them in a certain way. You may be able to join forces with them around matters that you share in common, challenges that you'd like to carry forward to the administration. I meet with them on Thursdays as often as I can when they convene their meeting. I'll be here on your meeting unless I'm not available for one reason or another. I hope that you won't hesitate to approach me if there's anything that I can do to assist or support what you're up to. And frankly, I'm really excited to find out what you guys are able to accomplish this year, because I think, again, you'll find ways of advancing the way we support graduate students on our campus. So thanks, and I'll see you at the meetings. I had to come out early today because I've got another one to go to, but I'll see you shortly. Thanks, my name.
Thank you, Kent. Before we move forward in the meeting, I'm sorry, I didn't introduce our advisor, Nicole. I'll give her a second to introduce herself and tell us a little bit about herself.
Well, not the advisor. Actually, Ken Bubbles,
I'm sorry, yes.
I'm counsel.
Yeah.
Which means I'm the stage elder of the UTSA. I have been involved in the UTSA since I arrived here 5 years ago. Served both as a field representative my first year, and I was the chair of the programming board, so at the time it was called the events committee. And then I was the executive vice president for 2 years. Now I'm emeritus GCSA member. So I guess I serve as the institutional memory for some extent. If you guys have questions about, who do I talk to about this issue I'm thinking about, or how do I write a resolution, or what's been done on this topic before? I'm apparently the living vessel of that knowledge. So yeah, my name is Nicole Barron. I'll be around, but I don't have to do any work that I don't feel like doing, which is the best part about being yeah. But it's been a wonderful year.
Thank you, Nicole.
Okay, we're going to go into executive committee updates. So just briefly, and Kent just talked about this as well, I just wanted to highlight the GPCI. Nicole and also Mitch, our president last year, they really led this effort, and it's a really great document, really like our strategic plan for the Graduate Professional Student Assembly. So these are the areas that the GPCI was broken out into. And I would urge you to go on the website and read through this document if you haven't really familiarized yourself with it, because this is really where we want to see the graduate community go. So definitely take a look at it if you haven't yet. And we're actually already seeing a lot of reaction. Even we had Gannett reach out with some of the changes or things that they're putting in motion as a result of the GPCI. So this isn't just something that we just put out there and isn't going to shape the community at all. We're actually already seeing changes as a result of this. So we thank Nicole and Mitch and for leading this effort last year and looking forward to picking up this year. At this time, Liz is going to talk about field representatives.
Sorry. Yeah. No, that's okay. So again, welcome everybody. I'm really excited to see such a great turnout for our first meeting. Half of you are probably wondering what the GPSA is and why you're here, right? So there was a small packet of information that had our faces on it and also a little bit of information about the GPSA. You can also go to the website cornellgpsa.com and find out even more information. If you want a quick overview, many of you are brand new to the GPSA, so we want to make sure that you feel comfortable and fully understand what it is that you just signed up for. So one of the things that I wanted to emphasize about the role of the field representative is that your job is to show up and be the voice for your department. Not only are you here to relay information about the fabulous things that we'll be doing this year to your field, but you are also here to tell us, and us I mean this entire room, us specifically, however you feel comfortable, about concerns that are from your group, or if you have any ideas of events that you want to host for the graduate student community, I'm sure that we'd be excited to hear about that. So if you want to take it a step beyond just showing up, then you can take notes, relay them back to your field via email, you can post them, use carrier pigeons, whatever form of technology you prefer. And basically your job is to ensure that everyone, there's a link between your field, your department, your peers and constituents in the graduate school, and the GPSA. If you have any questions, feel free to ask us. And I also want to just emphasize that this is a safe space for everyone. So don't feel like you need a fancy green placard to talk. But just as a quick overview, people with the green placards are voting members. If you are a field representative, you should have a blue placard. If you don't, please see me after the meeting. But basically, we can go over that in more detail about Robert's rules, which is always, always fun. But this is the way back there, so feel free to just raise your hand if you have any opinions, thoughts, questions, concerns. Okay, that's all I have to say.
Okay, thanks, Liz. Christine's going to talk about committee staffing.
Okay, as you probably noticed as we're going around the room with the voting members, a lot of people are talking about what other things they do other than coming here a couple of weeks. And this is where the committees come in. And here we have the list of our internal committees, Appropriations, Communications, Finance Commission, Student Programming Board, Student Advocacy, Faculty Board, and the new Diversity and International Students Committee. They'll have an opportunity to talk more about what they do at lunch. But I do want to emphasize that this is one way that we need to go above and beyond what you're just doing here for the representatives. And if you think, wait a second, wow, I just already signed up to do this every couple of weeks. Maybe not me, but I know people are excellent at it. You do not have to be a field representative, be a part of these other committees at all. So this is a really great way to get other people involved. And I really would like to stress that it's really important for people to get involved from across the spectrum of disciplines to have voices heard on things like appropriations, which deals with setting targets, could be to the finance mission, which gives out the funding which many of your organizations depend upon to do events. But if we could go to the next slide. But beyond the internal committees, there's all the external committees that we send staffing to. And so we've heard from David and Alex that they're also part of the University Assembly, which I'm sure they could talk about at greater length. But these are some of the many other committees that we send staff to. A lot of these committees only meet about once a month, but as you can see, they cover fundamental areas of campus governance, such as campus welfare, campus infrastructure, some issues that may be very close to home, like mental health and wellness, women's issues, the environment, and other things that probably interest those of you who tend to go on in academia, such as academic integrity, as well as like the status of academic freedom, professional status, and faculty. So I think this is really a way that not only can you get involved in the more hands-on way in the smaller communities that are directly plugged into the sort of issues that you might have, but it's also something that might be very useful for you to gain an experience if you're going on a future faculty or even if you're going into industry. Like, this is a way to see how an institution at large personnel works and be part of that process. And so I think that a lot of you picked up that little slip of paper that asks a couple of questions about yourself. If at the bottom, if you see any committees here that interest you, just write down what committee you're interested in or nominate someone that you think might be better. So this is something you don't have to do right away. Like, if you're not really sure some people you know would like to have that nomination or not, of course, please come talk to them. We'll probably be posting this for the next board meeting because it's going to take a while for you to decide is this the committee you actually want to be on. I'm always happy to answer those questions as well, but please sort of think of this as like your gateway to be part of the wider Cornell University community. I think that's about it. So yeah, if you do, if there's committees interest you, please write at the bottom, and if you want to nominate one, you can also choose them that I could contact them afterwards.
And I should just, really quickly interject that one of the reasons why Christine, in addition to our job description, why I'm my purview is field representative, Christine's purview is committee, but we also have experience being in your shoes. So it wasn't too long ago where I was a field representative, and that's how I got involved in the CTSA, and then also we're on a committee.
Yeah, I was also field rep for English, and then I did join the finance mission, which is actually really fascinating. But so.
So just if you have any questions about some of the mundane responsibilities, not that anything is mundane in the GPSA, but just feel free to ask it. Okay?
Okay, great. Thank you. Now we'll have standing committee updates. And these are just more general updates. We'll have breakouts later where you'll have a chance to ask questions for all of our committee heads. But if there are appropriations updates, actually Bill, I'm sorry, is out of town, so he won't have any updates for us today. And then communications, Dana is not here. Okay, Finance Commission.
So besides, I'm saying from the co-chair of the Finance Commission, with Rob, leaving, I think he's just understanding about an officer, so good to know the sole chair of the Finance Commission. I think the big thing we want to share kind of with this body was they're currently going through the graduate students, actually both graduate GPSA and the student assembly are transitioning the financing system, the budgeting financing system from, if you've dealt with before, called Sharon before, and the kind of stuff that they're developing this in-house to a new program called OrgSync. That transition is going on right now, so it's still a little bit bumpy. They're trying to push things from last year into OrgSync this year, and then requiring that everyone, you know, rejoin OrgSync and signed up their individual organizations. So I think it's been a little bit funky just trying to figure out what you're supposed to be doing where. So if you have any questions, you can always email the Finance Commission email account, which is not sure what it is, but it's online.
Yeah, you can go to cornelldpsa.com, which is a great website and everything. But it also has the contact information for all of the chairs and also more information about what each of the committees stands for and what they do.
Yeah, and so the new system is really great. It's just a bit of a transition right now trying to get over to it. once we're over there, it'll be really easy and a lot of functionality that we also didn't have. But it's just, yeah, first question is just trying to figure out the plan.
Okay, thank you. Programming committee, Anne?
Yeah, so we have two upcoming events. If you guys could do me a favor of just writing them down really quick. Thursday, we have an inter-school nature, September 12th, from 7 to 10. I'm sure some of you guys have attended this event before. This takes place to the Big Red Barn. It's a great opportunity to meet people, mingle, get a $1 beer, and like, kind of get out of your lab or your department or your field. And so what we do is we take different fields and we target them for advertising, but the entire event is open to the Cornell community. So this event, for our ease of planning it without having a really official meeting yet, between plant scientists, math, and electrical engineering. So that means we're going to target the advertising there, but everybody is welcome to come. And it's a fun night. We also provide snacks. And again, for the Big Red Barn, 7 to 10 this Thursday. On Saturday, Shannon and I have organized a kayaking trip on Beatty Lake with the Cornell Outdoor Education. That is a free event from 1 to 2:30. There are 15 slots available. If you guys just sign up, get in touch with me. I'll let you know my email address when you do the breakout session. And let me know if you want to go or not. And also, the biggest thing is that we are in the process of looking for additional members to join the group. So if you have any interest in becoming part of the events that are organized by the graduate community, you are more than welcome.
Thank you, Anne. Student advocacy? Okay.
So could you tell us a little bit about your committee?
Sure. I thought we were going to be here.
That's okay. We can always talk more.
If you have that nice template, that's really nice thing that we do. The only thing we change is we really don't. We did not have a very good turnout last year at that town hall meeting because of not very well communicating between the committees. It was the same event for the programming board that we changed. So we changed it to the community planning discussion. And we like to try to get things rolling on student welfare in general, well-being, mostly focused on mental health and well-being for the last 2 years. But if anybody really has a great interest in something else that includes healthcare or whatever, feel free to join us. You can have kind of like an on-site group if you like to focus on a topic. We're open to anything and if you're still looking for more members. At least once a month, probably. If you need more, we still have more about this.
Thank you. Faculty awards?
Yes, so I'm Adrian, and I don't really have any updates. Most of our activity takes place in the second semester, so I'm halfway through the second semester, so I won't have too many updates. We review nominations for the faculty awards.
The Faculty Awards Committee is a really great committee to join if you like to hear all the good things that are happening across campus, because people will, part of it, it's very inspiring. It's because people will submit their applications for various advisors and professors across campus. And so you get to hear this wealth of information about amazing professors that we wish we could honor everybody, but you pick three to honor each year. And diversity and international students?
Hey, I'm Lennon Shabbos Carter, a technology and placement student, and I'm chair for the Diversity and International Students Committee, and it's a brand new committee, so we have the opportunity. to do physical aid, because now, of course, last year, but what do you have opportunities to do to kind of lay the groundwork and kind of set the standard for what we would like to see transpire as far as our relationships between the university and the national student population here at Cornell, as well as advocacy, advances, and some of the things that we as a committee and PSA have seen paramount for those organizations. So I guess we'll do a breakout session to kind of go over some of the things that's transpired in the past week or two. But one thing we have been doing is always start recruiting within different pockets of the campus, the student college community, as well as in the so, you can write the
okay, thank you, Chavez. We'll go into the approval of the minutes. Are there any corrections to the minutes from April 22nd?
One thing that we noticed, Liz Newberry, VP, I don't know if I have to put up it, there are no voting members present at the last meeting, according to this. So that, I know I was there. I mean, clearly people talk.
I didn't think so. I will fill that in.
Okay. Are there any objections to making those corrections? Okay. Seeing none, we'll correct as noted. Okay. And then, so as far as new business, we have two seats that we are going to be we have two seats that we're going to be filling today, a Master's of Engineering and then also the Master's at Large seat. So first I will take nominations for the Master's of Engineering. And if these seats aren't filled today, then we will have to revisit it next time, but hopefully we will be able to fill both today. So Master's of Engineering, are there...
So just to get some background really quick, sorry.
Okay, good.
We generally elect our voting members in the spring semester at towards the end of the year. The exception being these two master's seats, because they are master's positions, some of them are one-year programs, and so we give them the opportunity to come to this meeting and nominate themselves. So if you are a Master of Engineering or a Master of anything, really, and are not a voting member, then you can nominate yourself. You can be nominated by somebody else, and we will then elect you. And if nobody here is a Master of anything, then we will try to promote some Masters to the next meeting. So.
Okay, thank you, Liz. So we'll start with the Master's of Engineering seat. Are there any nominations? Okay, you're nominating yourself?
Sure.
Yeah, no, that's no problem. Let's see. And how do I spell your name?
A-S-N-A...
Okay. And your last name? Okay, thank you. And there was another nomination?
Hi, I'm Arun. I'm also from MNDCE. And I'd like to nominate myself.
Okay. Can you spell your first name for me?
V-A-R-U-N.
Last name?
B-A-A-R-A-D-W-A-D.
R-A-D. What was the last part?
W-A-D.
Okay. And that was Varun?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Any other nominations? Okay. So since we have two people that are interested, I'll give you each a minute to tell us a little bit about yourself and why you're interested in the position or anything else that you want to say. So let's start with Asma.
Okay, hi everyone. I'm Asma. I'm a member of the
because it was really an amazing opportunity to make a difference in our graduate students and professional student community to help improve it and bring some change. It's just a story, the program is already amazing. I feel like there is always something that we can bring to everyone, especially as an international student. Getting help from others for graduate school, I felt better, and I really wish I could have done the same thing to other than graduate and professional students.
Okay, thank you, Asma. Room?
Hi everyone, as Asma pointed out, we do have this one year here. I just want to carry on from where I was in my undergrad, where I was really involved in the IT team. So I think they actually gave me an opportunity to actually find you my leadership skills, and I hope GCSE provides me a similar forum. Since I have this one year here, I just want to make social use of it, and I feel this is the best place for me to go. In an email which I got from Elizabeth, I could actually make out that this is the place that, which I actually need to be a part of, to actually make as many changes as possible I can and make an impact in Cornwall in my own small way. So this is the reason basically I've been applying to be a part of this great community, and I hope to have a small impact as much as possible right now. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, there are ballots going around, so we'll have you we'll give you a few minutes to cast your vote, and they'll be coming around to collect your papers. And so we'll have
information to vote.
I'm sorry, yes.
You can take a
members
vote, which is voting members, field representatives, community.
Okay, yes, thank you for that.
And if anybody?
Okay, so what happened? I just see a little.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Did I get that right, Asma? Okay, thank you. Is that correct?
B-H-A.
W-A-J. Okay. Sorry. Hard for me to put that here. Okay. And so, again, the ballots are going around. They'll come back to collect. And we'll have to come, we'll come back and announce this after we get the results. And I understand, is there a question? Meg?
So the distinction between a field representative and a voting member is primarily in your capacity to vote on resolutions. So field members can talk, they can comment, I believe they can amend resolutions, they can introduce resolutions, but also at the you cannot actually vote on the resolution itself.
And the primary reason for that is for issues of quorum, meaning a sufficient number of the members present in order to actually roll the vote. So that's why we have a sort of core group of members that are actually responsible for voting. But participation with GCSA is open to all of the field representatives. And you'll probably see that in the bar elections are not consensus. So it doesn't really matter.
Okay, and we'll announce the results as we get the ballots back. We'll move on to the master's at-large seat. Are there any nominations? Yes. Okay, and you're nominating yourself, correct? And it's Maggie VOU. Okay, thank you. Are there any other nominations?
I would say that if when we find out the results of the current election, the person that is not elected is also eligible to be nominated to the masters at that position.
Okay.
The rule is that there are two of my favorite elders, but 10 years. There are two master's positions, one of them must be in engineering. But both need to be.
Okay. Okay, so we'll. They're telling you the ballot. You should have that back in a second. We'll come back to this after the breakout, so that way we can make sure if the other Masters of Engineering students are interested that they can be eligible for the at-large seat. So the way that we would like to structure the breakout session is that we're going to have basically every committee chair will rotate to your section. We'll break you out by program, and you'll get to learn a little bit about their committee, what they're looking for, and volunteers.
Okay.
And also, you can also get suggestions.
Okay, so we would like to congratulate Asma on being the Master of Engineering voting member. And for the at-large seat, it's just going to be Maggie as far as nominations for that seat.
And the
I talked in. Okay. Sorry, touch base. So it's just going to be Maggie who's interested in that specific seat. So unless there are any other nominations, any other nominations? Okay, seeing none, we'll just do a voice vote. I'm sorry. All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, nay? Okay, well, congratulations, Maggie. Okay, perfect. Okay, great. At this time, we're going to have open forum. Are there any topics for open forum?
Open forum is a,
I should describe what it is.
Open forum is an opportunity for any topic to come up. So,
and anyone is free to speak on any topic.
Hi, everyone. I'm Stephanie. I'm from the med school. I've been asked, the Veterans Fraternity is having an event this Friday that we'd like to make open to the grassroots community. So there's an informal trip to Big Red Barn on Thursday. We're also doing a date auction at the Big Red Barn on Friday night at 9 p.m. It's a fundraiser for the Met fraternity. Usually a fairly amazing time. Tickets are $12 in advance to at the door, and it covers a couple of drinks and some lunch light for freshmen who inside. It's pretty entertaining. If you don't find anybody, there's like also semi-sexy dancing going on, and people dress up in very funny outfits. So if you have time, please invite your programs and please stop by the Great Barn on Friday at 9 p.m.
Thank you.
How would one person take it in a game? I'm going to ask the woman who's organizing it, and I'm going to get out the lid, or can I use the cameras by myself? Like, can I email that? Or?
Do you email it to me? I'll make sure to get where it needs to go.
I will.
Thank you. Any other comments or open forums?
If someone wanted to connect with the other committees with it, so in the big slide with all the names that you have, how would someone do that?
Yeah.
Reach out to Christine for any.
Do you want to bring up the the slide? So just as a reminder, all the other external slides. My email is cy295, and if you're handing back the little slip that we asked you to fill out earlier, and of course if you have information, if you've indicated what committee you might be interested in, I'll be briefing that to you. And of course, it might not be now, but if you also find other people in the event or feel that you're interested in something later on, please contact me, and I'll be keeping the debriefly updated every meeting as to how our staffing is going, so you can see what seats are still available.
The internal, the previous one, was going to put
available on the DPSA website. Yes. Although on the cornell.dpsa.com website, all the committees are listed, and they all have little blurbs that explain what they do. Mm-hmm.
And then Nicole?
So I just want to make a plug for a new organization that I guess a couple of us started last year. So it's called the Cornell Graduate Professional Women's Network. One of the resolutions that the UCLA passed last year, resolution 11, I believe, was actually calling for increased support for women professional development here on campus. And one of the things that sort of doing some research on that made us realize was that we could do more as students to sort of organize ourselves, do a better job of finding out what all the different fields and collective fields have, women's groups, for example, that are working on things. So we didn't know what each other was doing, and so there was a need for more organization amongst the different women's groups. And so several of us decided to start training our advocacy chair, and Kalini, who was a voting member last year, Christine as well, started the Graduate Professional Women's Network, DC Women, so another brand organization on campus. We are co-sponsoring, I guess, our first event tomorrow night. It's on women in leadership. It's in Goldwyn Smith, the big auditorium.
Hollis Cornell Auditorium.
Yeah, that auditorium at 5 p.m. I believe. And basically, Cornell Career Services has brought a bunch of really powerful Cornell alumni to come and talk about their success and sort of what it takes to be a female leader. So that's super great, and then we'll be starting on doing some more events, having our first meeting soon, as well as sort of being a sort of point people like that for all the different events happening on campus. So if you're interested in getting involved, please get in touch with me. My head ID is NN268, and we can get you hooked up to our listserv and let you know about stuff that's happening.
And all male members are students as well.
Absolutely true. Absolutely.
Don't want to exclude anybody. Feel free to come.
But if I also could do another plug for that, like this is a great example of a resolution that was started by a bunch of us that immediately the grad school responded to really favorably, and immediately like they tried to arrange the deans arranged meetings with us and other members of women's groups around campus, and they're really interested in supporting us. So I think it's very encouraging to see the way that the administration does respond to the concerns that we voiced in the forum.
There's a new section on the grad school website specifically devoted to women's professional development support that went live within the last month. They sent around to all of us to sort of give approval of and submit information. So I knew it was very clear examples. In addition, Cornell is now a member of the American Association of University Women, which provides a lot of support to women students and all kinds of stuff like that. So it's really great.
Thank you. There's a lot of passion around that. Yeah. I can see that. Anyone else for open forum? Go ahead.
So the university assembly is a joint assembly of the SA employee assembly, the faculty senate, and the GTSA. If you think about it, it's where we all send our representatives to talk about university-wide issues. So for example, a couple of their standing committees are about campus welfare, so diversity issues and initiatives around that, as well as infrastructure, so transportation, housing, and those sorts of things. And another standing committee that they have is the codes and judicial, which is, for example, one of the things that they talked about last year there was an incident that happened on Hill Plaza and modifications to the university code of conduct when it comes to public demonstrations. So these are really important committees that we really do need to staff, and in general, it's a really great place also to see how other assemblies work and also network and talk about those university-wide issues.
And one more plug. So if you would join us at the Big Red Barn, we would love to get to know you all. There's $1 beer, and I think it would be a good chance, especially the first meeting, to kind of
get to know each other as a group. So that will conclude open forum. Move to adjourn. Second? Is it the second? Okay. And we are adjourned. See you at the Big Red Barn.
This has been a production of Cornell University on the web at cornell.edu.